Tom Robbins, was a young campaigner for Channel 4's award-winning multimedia programme, Battlefront, in which he ran a campaign for random acts of kindness, which culminated in organising a festival of kindness. Tom then went on to work for the charity platform LeapAnywhere.com as head of content, and has been a youth advisor to a number of charities. Tom is currently managing his own youth engagement scheme with Community Matters, and is helping set up a youth-led media network. Tom has just come back from Sweden, where he was a part of the Global Youth Media Council at the World Summit on Media for Children and Youth. Can I please welcome to the stage Tom Robbins.
Hello everyone. Okay, so in June, I was lucky enough to attend, as I said, go to Sweden to represent the UK at the World Summit on Media for Children and Youth with three others from the UK. At the summit, we took part in sessions with 35 young people from around the world, including representatives from Germany, Kuwait, Australia, and Bolivia. And collectively, we formed the Global Youth Media Council and worked together to discuss issues that we found affected us in the media. And we also looked at ways in which we could help resolve these issues and improve the media. This experience was amazing, and alongside other things that I've been involved with, has made me realise how important and how powerful the media and how annoying sometimes it can be. Okay. So, with that, I also believe that creativity alongside media is annoying.
Have you got a phone?
Yeah, I put my phone away. I'm just timing myself. But there we are. Okay. I also believe that creativity alongside media is a very powerful tool and should be used more to help strengthen and help uphold moral and civic values within society. So with that in mind, and to help better convey my message today, I've harked back to my GCSE English lessons and written a little poem to read to you today. The poem is called "If Martians Made Media, It Would Probably Be the Worst Media in the World." Okay. Here we go. There once was a little green Martian, all young and wide-eyed, called Marvin, who on a green and blue planet did reside. Bundles of paper, noisy boxes, and a strange moving screen were used to make and share news and to entertain the green. Screens are watched from up to 6 hours a day. That's more time than with parents or teachers who don't get a say. The Martians could not live without these moving screens, it is said. 20 years of your life spent watching can't be good for your head. Growing more obese and anxious, watching these things was strange. After a time, the young Marvin quickly began to change. Unhealthy foods and toxic drinks were had to excess with no grace, for the media promotes this kind of thing. It's simply commonplace. Marvin had a dream for his future, he says. Mum asks how. By putting balls into nets using my legs, sometimes shouting foul. I want to look thin and sing too, like them on the telly. Nonsense, say mother, if you are not thinking logically. He talks loads about celeb gossip or the football score, but couldn't name you a single Martian right or current war. These things are not crucial to Marvin, hidden by machines, bundles of paper, noisy boxes, and strange moving screens. Young Martin could have felt powerless and inactive, for 70% of all he sees is negative. For bundles of paper, noisy boxes, and a strange moving screen, I say, this young Martian is bad, should not be seen. Indeed, some makers and presenters on these moving screens have denied their own babies of watching because of what it means, for fear of setting a bad example and turning out badly. This can't be good for Martians to be. It's dastardly. Martians see 40,000 ads a year, a lot to see, because the makers prefer money more than morality. Why, says Martian, are these bad things projected and seen on bundles of paper, noisy boxes, and a strange moving screen? The young Marvin is so angered by this demonising, but instead likes the latest comment, poking friends and gaming, when he could do so much about the wrong and change it to right. Marvin should make positive media with moral foresight. And so that's where I end with the story of young Martian, whose future, arguably not bright, remains unwritten. Who knows what will come of him and whether he'll do right? For what the media does can make such a star a blight. Ladies and gentlemen, I put one question to you. What planet are you on? Is it the same as Marvin's too? Let us learn from our mistakes and look at the reality. We should all be the creators of peace and equality. But why change, and is anyone actually going to care? You should do. You live here. Why not? It's only fair. So how can we start to change the wrong and make what is right seen? Well, let's try bundles of paper, noisy boxes, and a strange moving screen. As you will have guessed, Marvin the Martian is not from another planet. He's set on planet Earth. The facts and comments stated are based on the state of the media in this country today. There are definite problems in the media, particularly relating to a lack of media literacy, the negative representation of young people, and the problem of commercialism over social responsibility. Like Stacey's programme, let this be a reminder that the media is a powerful tool that should serve to educate, enrich, upskill, and improve the well-being of the planet's citizens, and not the opposite. Samuel Smiles, a famous politician and writer of his time, in his book in 1855, describes the great entrepreneurs of his time as the artisans of civilization. Today, I'd like to think, if you look around the room today, you will see some of the artisans that are helping to creatively improve today's civilization. But in order for you to be true artisans of today's civilization, we also need to be looking to help make a more civilized media for tomorrow. If you'd like to find out more about the Global Youth Media Council, you can visit the globalyouthmediacouncil.com website. Or I'm also helping set up a youth-led media network, which, if you'd like to find out more, you can talk to me afterwards, and that is aimed to connect any youth-led media practitioners or organisations with one another in the UK. You could also find lots of videos of me trying to get random people in the street to smile at one another, I'm trying to get an entire football stadium of people to hug each other, and me just generally trying to commit lots of social suicide on battlefront.co.uk. One final thing. We are not alien to the media. We are all part of it. The media has made us who we are today. Let us help shape and invent what we would like the media to be tomorrow. Thank you very much.